The models on the runway have been looking rather strange. You know, I'm not talking about their weight, I'm talking about their height. Because a lot of these models are wearing flats. It would seem the popularity of high heels is declining in the fashion world right now, as dressing down is, I don't know, the new dressing up. And where the fashion world leads, the high street and glossy magazines soon follow. So will this mean more and more ladies will be dumping their skyscrapers for slip-ons? Well, two women who know plenty about fashion and the efforts it takes to look beautiful are journalist Amory O'Connor and also Trina McCarthy, and they've got two very different takes on the battle that is heels versus flats. So I put on the kettle and you two fight.
The battle begins. I've got my high heels here to, if you step out of line.
Yeah, come here.
I can run.
Use it as a weapon.
I've got weapons of torture on my feet.
Okay, well, fair enough. Let's take a look at this then and see what happens. I'm wearing the same shirt as it was when I saw Amory 5 years ago. It's very sad. Anyway, we're not talking shirts, we're talking shoes.
How do you remember you have the same
we
shirt?
We had a conversation about this shirt.
We're
saying
it's falling apart.
No, but you see, it's anti-fashion and that's fashion itself,
oh,
which is
really?
Part of what we're going to talk about when it comes with flats.
And we won't ask about your thunder pants if they're the same ones.
Wait a minute. If this is anti-fashion, are you trying to tell me that at one stage 4 years ago it was probably fashion? Is that
You're always ahead of the curve, Dave. Yeah, right. You just don't realise it, which makes you even more fashionable.
Like I wear bell bottoms forever because they'll come back eventually. Okay, look, until recently heels were just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, both in size, popularity. Fashion designers and celebrities were all trying to outdo each other with the length of their heels. I could say what went wrong, but I mean, tell me about it. I'm right, haven't I? Heels were the thing.
It was around 2008. It was the likes of Posh and Paltrow on the red carpet, and they dubbed it the Gwyneth effect, because heels then were only around 5 inches, and then they were going up 6 and 7 and increasingly more so. And so the fashion world took note, and then it really reaches apex in around 2012 when you had the Guinness and Gaga Wars, and they were really
this
going
is like
at
a history
it.
Lesson. I love it. Keep going, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, Daphne Guinness in this kind of these heel-less Mary Jane. So she's trying to balance, if you can imagine, on the ball of her feet in 9-inch heels. And then you had Gaga outdoing her in this pair of shoes that she wore in the Marry the Knife video, those kind of point ballerina shoes. She had a similar pair made by this Japanese designer called Noritaka Takahana, and they were a foot and a half high. And there's a photo of her, she was papped, and she literally has to be, she has two people helping her walk, like she has these little courtesans, and then she had someone literally sweep her off her feet to bring her into the Valentino show.
Hold on, you just mentioned who, Guinness?
Daphne Guinness.
Daphne Guinness.
She's like a fashion icon. She's amazing.
Absolutely. Oh, really? Absolutely. Yeah. She's an heiress, but she
the
is
Guinness
just,
family?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Right, so okay, she really enough. Sets the boundaries. It became all about one-upmanship or one-downmanship if you consider how many times people fall in shoes. Boom, cha. But no, seriously, it's all about, it's like almost like an extreme sport.
I was just going to say, this is what happens in fashion. There's always extremes. You know, it's like even in beauty as well. You have people that will just be like tanimals. They'll be so bloody bright orange, and then there's people that, you know, and it's the same with like people with skyscraper heels. They want to just outdo each other, and they want to have, you know, the highest heels possible. They're called stripper heels, I believe, you know.
Yes.
But you know, like everything in fashion, this too will pass. And so what's happening at the moment now is that heels are coming down. It's to make us buy more shoes.
Can I just
ask
I did say you're on different sides of the fence here. Are you a heels person? Is that
can
it?
You not well you
sorry,
can't
okay no I can't see from here and you're not the
I
heels
used
person.
To be I'll tell
oh,
you
oh,
why
the, all right, okay.
I lost the feeling in my left thigh after 10 days on the trot in Fashion Week in high heels. And that just, I literally for 2 weeks, I couldn't feel my leg. Now I already have claw toes and bunions, and that didn't stop me. And my feet literally cannot be exposed for the fear of upsetting the elderly and small children. So I can't even adopt the Birkenstock trend that's in now. They just literally are in tatters, and it's all down to wearing heels too much.
Okay, well then let's take it from another side.
Well,
Trina,
then can I just tell Anne-Marie about something? Have you
go
not
right
heard
ahead.
About a lube job? No, don't get too excited.
Oh,
I said
my
lube
good God.
Job. Christian Louboutin. It's named after Christian Louboutin. So basically, it's for people that wear high heels like yourself or used to all the time. And what it is it's like Botox and filler for your feet.
Yes.
So you know the cushion, you wouldn't know this, Dave, but when you're wearing a heel, it's the cushion of your foot that takes all the pressure.
To compensate for the mistake you've made of wearing heels.
Exactly.
Yes.
But over time, if you're constantly, like Anne-Marie was, wearing high heels all the time, it kind of, you know, it really, they become torture devices.
You need to get out the lube.
You need to get a lube job then, where you go to, cosmetic surgery, all these like crazy, extremists, who wear high heels all the time.
Let's talk about that then, in terms of just the extremities of the whole thing as to why. I mean, like, I would assume, I don't know if I'm right about this necessarily, but the appeal of the high heel, is it, do women wear high heels for other women or do women wear high heels for blokes? Because what they need to say, like you say, well, look, blokes think high heels are stupid. And in one way, in terms of theory, we do. But in another way, when you see somebody in high heels and all the time, they can, you know, I'm not saying it doesn't look great, it does.
It's all about the sex appeal. And it's Christian Louboutin who said the same thing. I mean, he sells something like 600,000 pairs of Louboutins a year, possibly, and he has 51 boutiques around the world.
Are they high heels?
They're those really high heels. Yeah, right. Daphne Guinness would wear a pair. Yeah,
the Kardashians.
You need to buy your wife some, then you'll be really in the good books as well.
We bought a lovely pair of shoes for Christmas. The dog ate them recently.
There's put them up somewhere high. It's all about the sex appeal, because if you go back to Chinese history, they would bind the feet, and it gave it that lotus gait. And the lotus gait is when the hips move side to side, which is that kind of sexy gesture. A rabbit style of walk, and the kind of the, I think it's the arch of the shoe of the foot when it's inside a high heel mimics a woman's foot during orgasm, it said. So all
now you were
this,
giving out to me for saying lube, and now you're using the O word.
Toe cleavage, a bit of toe cleavage as well, all of this kind of sex appeal. And I think for women as well, it's, there's a degree of empowerment, and it goes back to the whole idea of the extreme sport, and it's like women versus women. It's like, who can claim the bragging rights? Can you walk on wet cobbles in Temple Bar without landing on the pavement?
Okay, but it's not just empowerment in terms of a simple little fact of I'm 2 or 3 inches taller.
No, do you know what it is? I think it's like anything. You have to be clever about wearing your heels. I love wearing heels because I'm not that tall. Now, for the listeners at home that can't see us, Anne-Marie is like 6 foot. Like the spire, we'll say, down in Collins Street. And I'm true. Like the little dustbin next to it, right? And I want to look taller because I think you look more elegant. Like you can have the frumpiest outfit on you, and if you put on a pair of heels, suddenly you look way better.
And they also help you walk more properly, as it were. My mother gave me my first pair of heels when I was 12. Now, they're only about 2 inches, but I was growing really quickly, and I always used to be quite apologetic for my height, and I'd, you know, hunch my shoulders, and she's like, no, this isn't happening. You're going to learn to walk with a book on your head and a pair of heels, because I don't want to see you apologizing for your height. And what the heels do is that it pushes your bum out and kind of your hips forward, and it makes your back quite straight. So you do have to acquire a degree of posture in order, as Trina said, in order to be able to walk on them properly.
Can I give you a really good tip as well about posture when you're wearing, and you said a few rude words, I'm not trying to be rude here, but when you're wearing heels, you should think, and men can do this as well, with your nipples, think of them as headlights, and they need to light up the road. So instantly you lift your shoulders back.
I constantly
back
have that on my mind.
So in future, when you're walking along, use your nipples as headlights. That's very important, and you will have a much straighter gait and posture, and it's so much better for you, and you look way more elegant. But you know what's really important as well? So it's heel height, and the skinniness of the heel is as important as the height. Like if you wear a really skinny heel, it's really difficult. You see those girls sliding around and, you know, hanging onto walls or the heels.
I see you use the word difficult. What do you mean is dangerous?
Yeah, kind of. But you have to be clever. You can, you know, I love wedges because I'm pregnant at the moment.
Have either of you two gone out with a high heel some night and then you slip into the other things as you're walking to something?
Oh, yeah. I would often do.
The flats in your back. Yep.
I call that the doorstep of shame, where often when you're running to a meeting or something and you might be late, so you bring your flat shoes and then you, in the doorstep, you like swap them over. And also, girls should get those little heels for... Do you ever see my favourite game now that I'm growing up is on Saturday morning if I'm going into town early and you see all the poor creators with, you know, doing the walk of shame, you know, and they're tottering along in their heels. Yeah. Now, they could do the stride of pride if they carry a little pair
and
of rolled
up
flatties. Yeah. And stick out
All right. They're the classic car to bar shoes. Like, they're not really meant for anything
more. Car to bar
more.
Shoes.
Yeah, you get in the taxi, you go straight to the bar and you sit on a stool and you remain there.
Okay, but this, you've just kind of answered a question I was going to ask, which is that the lengths you would go to, that the most important thing is to feel as though you are maybe better than you are, with all due respect, or more sexy or more whatever, and to hell with everything else, including lubing your bloody thighs and everything else, because the single most important thing is the way you're perceived by either other females or males.
Completely. I remember one time last summer going out, it was really nice, hot summer's day, and we had a barbecue, and then somehow I ended up in a nightclub, and I had worn flat shoes, and you know, it was an awful night. I went home early and everything because I just didn't like the way I was waiting. Nobody could see me at the bar, first of all. I was like just hand waving, and you know, I felt like I just wasn't myself when I wasn't in my heels. When I'm in heels, I feel higher, I feel higher in all senses of the word. I just feel much better about myself. And
even as a spire over here, I often wear 5-inch heels, and I find it makes your, you know, it lengthens your legs. It makes them look thinner for women. I enjoy the attention as well of being, and I enjoy being in heels because they are adornment.
Can I just ask an obvious question? A 5-inch heels, does that make you 5 inches taller?
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Okay. Yeah. So that means you'd be 6'5".
Yeah.
And that was it's cool, even though you've now dropped all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I've had no choice. I bring them out now and again. They come out for cameos, but I literally have to see how long are we going to be out tonight and how much alcohol will be there, so I can kind of numb the pain should need
be. Okay. One of the many things you said, though, Trina, one of the many things you said there as well is that, like, you know, that smaller women look more elegant if they wear heels, and
well,
you feel that.
Yeah, like clothes. You know, often designers cut for a certain height, which is, you know, the average height being about 5'3", 5'4", and so if you're shorter than that, instantly when you put on a pair of heels, if you ever go to try on any like gowns or anything, they always give you a pair of heels.
Yeah.
Instantly, honestly, you just look better, you hold yourself better, I feel better. You know, one of my mantras though is always have good shoes and a good bed, because if you're not in one, you're in the other.
Okay, now hold on a minute. Like flats, then, if we're saying the flats might be back in now to some extent, which you want to get to in a second or two, will they ever actually kind of be fashionable, if that's the right word?
Well,
or does it matter?
Interestingly enough, in the haute couture shows recently, they've been using flats, and haute couture as an industry thrives on embellishment and opulence, and high heels would always be associated Trina was saying, with the gowns. You know, you're given a gown, a pair of high heels goes with them. But, you know, when the Chanel shows, Giambattista Valli, all of them have been using flat shoes. So, and Dave is nodding and smiling.
Can you speak Prada?
I'm going back 2 minutes to haute couture. Is that the one with the H? Is that haute couture? I just pronounced it wrong. Haute couture.
So from a high fashion perspective, it's starting to trickle in. But as Trina was saying, you know, there are waves. Fashion comes more so in waves than anything else, you know. So there's ebb and flow, so there may be flats for the next couple of years, and then it'll go back to high heels again. It's always cyclical. It always comes, but it's nice to have a bit of reprieve, you know, a bit of an option as well.
But there's lovely flats that you can get. Actually, you know what, Martin Margiela, there, I can speak Prada as well, Anne-Marie. But he's done shoes with, you know, people that want to look like they're wearing flats, but they're actually, there's an inbuilt step. I believe Tom Cruise wears them as well, don't they?
Way.
Like, you know, yeah, he's done these fabulous shoes. So from the outside, it looks like they're flat, you know, because there's a little black sole, but there's actually like 2 or 3 inch little wedge inside.
That's like the Isabel Marant. The trainers really started making, you know, it was the renaissance of the trainer, and it was Isabel Marant, who's a French designer, did something similar. She put in a concealed wedge, it sounds like a weapon, a concealed wedge inside this high top trainer, and it gave you, again, the, you know, the feeling of being in heels, but the comfort of being in a sneaker
as well. Not really, because I've worn them, and you know, you're trying to look like you're all cool and casual in your trainers, but you're still kind of hobbling around holding onto the wall,
holding onto your boy, and no alcohol can
be consumed.
I just want to get a kind of don't try this at home type thing, folks, unless you're going from the car to the bar, etc., which I suppose is fine because people don't really wear high heels at home. But a study carried out by scientists at Griffith University in Queensland found that regular heel use causes the calf muscle fibres to contract and can reposition the joints and muscles in the feet. Dangerous.
Absolutely. Well, just think about it. If you're wearing high heels all the time, you're actually squashing your calf muscles. Mm-hmm. And so then when you wear flat shoes, the muscle tries to stretch out, and it's really difficult. You've obviously never gone through this.
And
you're not Tom Cruise.
It often stays contracted, because there was another study done by Psychologist Today, or one of, it's on the paper there, Dave.
So are you saying there's no safe readjustment then, is what you're saying?
No, it stays contracted and the toes can stay pointed. As any woman will tell you, if you've been in heels for a very long length of time and you take off the shoes, your feet are really inflamed, and it does take a while. Like,
yeah,
you cannot
walk. You can do stretches and you can rub cream into your feet and do a toe job, I think it's called. Now I'm definitely overstepping the mark saying that. I think
That's okay. All right, so like health risks there obviously are, but the most important thing is to feel good, look good, and project good, and all
have
the rest
good shoes.
I read this in the Telegraph. There's this guy who's a cancer specialist. I think his name is David D. auger, and he treated Steve Jobs for 7 years while he was recovering from cancer, or dealing with cancer rather. And he wrote this book, and it's something like a short study of a long life. And he basically said shoes, not so much high heels, but shoes that are ill-fitting, that cause inflammation, which you could qualify with high shoes or anything that squeezes the foot. Yeah. The inflammation is associated with degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, heart disease and cancer. And now he's saying that there's actually a discernible link between ill-fitting shoes and inflammation, because what happens is the inflammation in the actual feet mirrors or triggers off inflammation elsewhere in the body.
In the beauty world, it's all about inflammation. You know, it's really bad for your skin and your face. And actually, you know what? If somebody is wearing really high heels, the strain and the contortions they're doing on their face, it probably gives them wrinkles anyway. So just remember, it's the correct height of heel and the thickness. Wedges are really good. I judge a lot of ladies' days up and down the country, and there's nothing worse.
It sounds like really, if you're going to wear heels, it's like all the food stuff, in moderation. Don't do it too often.
LK Bennett also came up with Kate Middleton is known for wearing the LK Bennett shoes. And seemingly they collaborated with a scientist on the actual shoe itself, how to create a shoe that has the height, but whereby you can still maintain your health without kind of risking life and limb, as it were. And don't look as sexy as the kind of Victoria Beckham spindly stiletto.
I don't think they look so sexy, because I think they look like they're too high for her, and that she's, especially when she's carrying a new baby or something, you're like, oh my god.
But she's swapped them now. She's her latest collection, she's had from her autumn winter collection, her ready to wear, she had mannish shoes, flat shoes.
Okay, hold on, let's take a look at autumn winter collection. In other words, let's take a look at now, the catwalk now, as we speak, over the last year or so. Would I be right in saying that there's so many flat shoes out there, that there's a variety of hundreds and hundreds, that flat shoes are really in?
What's great about it now is that it used to be just the ballet flat, which are equally bad for your feet, because you get fallen arches from them.
But no man ever finds ballet flats sexy, let me tell you.
Well, I don't know if any man is going to find the Birkenstock sexy that has become really fashionable now, but there's been a lot more flat shoes like the Birkenstock, like the trainers, and also from the catwalks now, the ready-to-wear ones, like little embellished flats, and they're becoming quirkier, and they're a lot more idiosyncratic than you're just kind of...
But for all the ladies out there that love their high heels as well, don't worry, there's flat shoes, remember, with concealed little lifts in them. And also Charlotte Olympia is doing fantastic flats with a little bit of a heel as well, and there's brogues as well, which are very, and they also have quite a nice heel in them,
so
as well.
Forms.
We
don't
can conclude
worry.
Then and say flat is where it's at. What
Help
about Birkenstocks? Are they on the catwalk?
They've been around since around 2012, and it was Phoebe Philo, who's the creative director of Celine, bought in the Firkenstock, that it became nicknamed. It's this kind of fur-lined Birkenstock, and it's what the French call jolie laid, which means ugly pretty. It's this fascination the fashion has with ugly shoes, and it's what becomes normalized after a period of time. And so now that, like, Ashley Olsen and Julianne Moore has been seen wearing them, everyone's hopped on the bandwagon. So there's Birkenstocks aplenty.
But you know what I wear instead of Birkenstocks? I like the Fit Flop, because there's actually a thick wedge on the bottom of them. So you still get that. They're easy to wear, but they're kind of my shoes that I keep for the doorstep of shame.
They're lovely.
But they actually have a lovely thick kind of wedge, so I'm still elevated.
What about platform espadrilles?
Ooh, listen to you. You know what?
About 2 seconds before we came on here, I saw something.
Platform espadrilles.
I don't even know what that is.
You know what? I have stopped wearing espadrilles because I was at a function one time with my gay best friend, and he was like, oh my God, they are the ugliest shoes I have ever seen.
Sorry, what are espadrilles?
They're like, just like kind of rope around them, isn't it?
And nautical style. Yeah,
and they're...
You see them in the Riviera.
They're a look. Yeah. They're a look, but, I don't really embrace them. I'm sure if they come into fashion in a big way, I will be sporting them. The 6-inch high ones around the place. Don't worry, you'll see me in them. But, I'm not so crazy about them.
What about pregnancy? I mean, just in terms of wearing heels.
You know what? It's, again, being clever. I wear a wedge all the time because that sounds a bit rude. I wear a wedge shoe because I like to be a little bit taller than I am. And you know what? In my old age as well, I actually like ones with a rubber sole on them because they're much easier. The ones I've on me actually have a little kind of rubber grip.
Jim, I understand so little of this, but I have no idea if you've answered my question or not.
That basically in pregnancy, your feet do swell a little bit. You know, I'm not wearing stilettos or big mad high Louboutins, but I'm still getting my height fix by wearing a wedge. Wedges, these here, I have my ankles in the air.
Oh yeah, I see them. Yeah, right, okay.
But
yeah,
you're more balanced, so the weight distribution isn't put in the front
but
of your foot.
But she's also resting, like the back of the foot is resting on a thing there.
Yeah, rolling exactly. The one level. Much easier. Although I remember, do you remember when Baby Spice wore the really huge kind of platform wedges, and there were so many fashion related injuries? A&E was like clogged up with girls with twisted ankles.
But in Japan at the moment, flat forms, which are kind of a modified version of that, are quite big at the moment. And there's so many of these young Japanese girls going, again, taking trips to the A&E because of, in the name of fashion.
I had a friend who was in a restaurant a while ago and she's in a pair of flat forms. They're like a wedge shoe. And she was walking through the restaurant and she just went over because it's very easy to kind of lose your balance. And she had a handbag and she said she was like a windmill swinging the bag around the place.
Trying to, exactly. But like when you start, obviously when people like say, oh, I could never do that. And then you do it once or twice or three times, you can do it forever, etc. Do you remember your first pair of heels and how ludicrous it might have seemed, or did it seem?
No, not at all. I remember being like, not at all. What are you on about, Dave? I would have gone around in my mum's high heels with my little toes in the front of them and had them clicking around behind me, and I absolutely loved them, and I drove my mum mad. I remember one time they were getting the sitting room floor all re-cemented, and they were like, that's grand, it's all laid now. And then they looked down an hour later and they could see these little track marks. I had walked all the way around in my mum's heel. Her heels ruined, the floor was ruined, I was nearly killed. But you obviously, you had yours at 12, didn't you?
Yeah. But then the older I got, the more they just kept, the more incidents I kept having. I had to get extracted from the floorboards from a boss of mine when I first started.
Listen,
a
at
job
least you had
my heel got wedged.
West Cork. She didn't even have a fridge, God love us.
So try carpets. It's very 2014, Trina. Okay, where are we then? Listen, finally then, have I learned anything here?
Did you ever wear platforms? Sorry. You must have worn platforms.
I've never. Oh, platform shoes.
Yeah, back in the day. Surely you did.
No, I didn't really. I tried a cowboy boot thing once, all right, but there wasn't a platform really.
A Cuban heel.
Is that a Cuban heel, is it?
They always say never trust a man in cowboy boots. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, that was for about a year or two. I don't know when. That was a while back now. But I mean, like, my problems were more from the neck up.
Okay.
Well, I had hair that went out to here and beard that was just...
Okay.
I couldn't believe it. And the fact that I really need to go out and buy a new shirt.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so listen, finally, you're going to stick with the platforms.
Yes.
And you're going to stay flats for the moment. Is that why? Because it's in fashion?
No, because I just can't cope anymore. I'm old and I'm decrepit and a bit crotchety.
You know what? If really high heels come back in, Anne-Marie is such a fashionista, she will probably be going around with two walking sticks
roller
and the highest
skates.
Heel.
A roller skate.
It's because she's run out of a tube of lube. Trina McCarthy and Anne-Marie O'Connor, thank you and good night. Crikey, or good afternoon, whatever the hell it is. Good morning.